results were weak, and Eisner announced the closing of 51 stores. And despite the optimistic forecasts for ABC Family, in the quarter ending December 31, 2001, Disney recorded a loss of $362 million for the channel after writing down some of the programming assets acquired in the deal, conceding that the programming rights weren't worth what the company had paid. Family's revenues also dropped an alarming 27%. On February 28, 2002, Eisner made a rare visit to Capitol Hill to testify before the Senate Commerce Committee, which was holding hearings on how content could be protected from digital piracy, a subject of obvious importance to Disney. It was also a matter of personal interest for Eisner, who had been in New York the previous weekend and was infuriated to discover that videos of a Disney movie opening that Friday were already being sold on the street. Digital copying over the internet was an even more serious threat to Disney's burgeoning DVD business. Eisner's prepared remarks were carefully crafted to draw attention to the problem without stepping on the toes of Disney's many partners in the technology sector. But in the ensuing panel discussion, which included News Corporation's Peter Chernin and an executive from Intel representing Silicon Valley, Eisner was far more pointed in his criticism. "It is very hard to negotiate with an industry whose growth, they think, is dependent on pirated content." In response to questions from Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska, Eisner identified one such company. "As a matter of fact, there are companies, computer companies, that their ads, full-page ads, billboards up and down San Francisco and L.A. that say, what do they say, rip, mix, burn, to get kids to buy the computer. They are selling the computer with the encouragement of the advertising that they can rip, mix, and burn. In other words, they can create a theft and distribute it to all their friends if they buy this particular computer." This, of course, was an explicit reference to rip, mix, and burn television ads for the Apple iPod, showing how easy it is to burn CDs with Apple's iTunes program. Steve Jobs, Disney's partner in his role as chairman of Pixar, was also Apple's chairman. Thomas Schumacher, head of Disney's feature animation, was at his office in Burbank when he got a call from Steve Jobs. "Do you know what Michael just did to me?" he practically shouted. "No," Schumacher said. He'd heard nothing about Eisner's testimony. Jobs was irate, saying that Eisner had attacked Apple in congressional testimony. Schumacher tried to calm him down. "I can't believe this," he said. "It's a shock." Then John Lasseter called from Pixar headquarters. He was even angrier, saying Eisner had betrayed Jobs. Schumacher immediately called Eisner, saying that Jobs and Lasseter were livid about his testimony. "I don't know what they're talking about," Eisner exclaimed. "I didn't say anything." Schumacher called Lasseter. "John, Michael says he didn't say anything. There's been some misunderstanding." Lasseter seemed slightly mollified. "Well, I'll double-check," he said. Minutes later, he was back on the phone to Schumacher. This time, he was screaming. "I'm holding the transcript. Let me read it to you. They are selling the computer with the encouragement of the advertising that they can rip, mix, and burn. In other words, they can create a theft and distribute it to all their friends. He's saying Steve wants to steal his content.